You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
It's Corey Hart and sunglasses at night, bringing the time to 12 minutes past four. And talking about wearing dark glasses or sunglasses. I need dark glasses today because...
But again, I'm going to come in black next time. No, I come and visit you.
No. Those shoes, I mean, they need to come with the dim switch.
I think you like sparkly shoes.
Do you think so?
No, I do. I think you're jealous.
Of your sparkly shoes?
Yeah, you wish you were a girl. You could have sparkly shoes. I do.
Hello, Odette Butcher. How are
you? Hello. I'm very well. So glad to see you again. I can't believe how time flies. It's like just yesterday that I was back here.
Yes. And here you are again.
And here I am again.
In your, like, those things should, they came out of, like, what's it?
They're like moon walking shoes, but glittery, hair. Hey?
Yeah, like Dorothy's red shoes in, what's that, Wizard of
those
Oz?
Those are a bit kinky, though. I'm not wearing kinky shoes today.
Aren't you wearing kinky shoes?
No.
Anyway, it's nice to see you and your shoes.
You've got like a shoe fetish.
No, I haven't.
Last week you were teasing me about my other shoes, so I think you do. You're a shoe person.
You just wear very teasable shoes.
Okay, I'll wear Dorothy shoes next week.
Oh, boy. just don't wear the little dress. Okay.
No, it's winter.
Yes, it is. And it is winter, eh?
I know.
It's horrible. It's cold.
Yes. Roll on summer.
Yes, definitely. All those people in the UK complaining about...
I know, what's
weather.
That about?
Yeah, come on.
We'll take it any day.
Yeah, get on with it. Get on with it. Digital transformation on air?
Yes.
Time and cost savings through content repurposing. Is this the topic this afternoon?
Yes. So last week we chatted about user-generated content, which is when we use pictures or videos of our customers and how we recycle them and use them online. And today is a very similar concept, but slightly different, and it's referred to in digital marketing terms as content repurposing.
Okay.
Which is sometimes called content recycling. That's probably the best way of seeing it. It's the reusing existing content and presenting it in a new format to expand its reach and lifespan. As you create new content, you can plan for a variety of different ways to share a new piece with content repurposing. As marketers, we have a lot of work to do and never enough time or money to get it all done. You might also feel occasionally struck by writer's block when it comes to creating fresh, unique content. Mm. And I think all of us understand in any job what it is to have that like block, and there's so much pressure. I keep hearing this word, be creative, think out the box, especially since the pandemic. Mm. And, you know, you can't be that 24/7.
No.
It's actually exhausting. But you can apply creativity to what you already have.
Mm.
So given these challenges, you're always searching for ways to make your job easier while continuing to produce high quality content on a regular schedule. Fortunately, content repurposing is here to take some of the weight off your shoulders. So what exactly should I repurpose in terms of content? When repurposing old content or creating new content with repurposing in mind, you'll save yourself time and money, especially if you outsource a lot of these tasks to copywriters, to graphic designers, to digital media specialists, etc. And maybe I want to take a step back and go, what exactly is content? Because maybe not all of us are familiar. Content is anything that is like a blog or an article or a video or a podcast or pictures or reels or anything that is content that comes static or dynamic that you would find online. Mm. That, in a nutshell, is content. When repurposing old content or creating new content with repurposing in mind, you save yourself time. You already have the data to point you towards high-performing pieces of content to reshape and redistribute, or you're already in the process of creating a blog post that you know will do well as a podcast episode, a quote snippet on your Instagram account, or part of an ebook collection. Repurposing content can also potentially give you an SEO boost, okay, that's search engine optimization, when you have multiple pieces of content centered around similar targeted words, search engine crawlers will generally recognize you as a source of authority. You're not just creating content for the sake of it, you're putting out valuable resources in multiple different forms and formats that provide value to your users. So that's really important with whatever we do online, is that we are always adding value and putting value out there. And then basically, the search engine starts seeing you as a specialist in your field. Additionally, repurposing content helps you scale both in terms of content amount and audience reach. Simply creating a blog post gives you a presence, but creating a blog post that can be turned into an email newsletter or a how-to YouTube video gives you three different types of content in one, and a presence on three separate platforms with three separate and diverse audience groups. So exactly how would we repurpose content? And let's go through some examples, which I'm going to use from our own business because it's more real and authentic to me. Basically, repurposing means taking one digital asset and reusing it somewhere else. If your goal is to repurpose existing content for different channels, start by taking a look at your metrics. So you need to go and look at the data to see what is performing well. And you will see that in your analytics, in your insights, and that sort of reports. Take note of what has performed well and brainstorm ways to continue to provide value to your different target audiences with the same content in different forms. If you feel as though there's no possible way to repurpose the content you have or will have, there's probably a solution. And these are some ideas that I have below. So within Celestial Gifts, we would take all of our email marketing campaigns from previous years that we know over a long period of time we've now perfected, and we will just use them this year. And we just go and we change the banners, we change the pictures, we check all the prices, and obviously we have an e-commerce type, not type of, we have an e-commerce template that we use for our email marketing, and we just shake it all up, update it, and off it goes, relevant to for 2022. Same thing for what we refer to as creatives. So those are the digital assets that you will see online advertising the different experiences that we sell or products that a company sells. We take those creatives, and sometimes we either change the picture in the creative of the product or the experience, and then sometimes we just change the color of the background or whatever, because we find that maybe yellow or red or orange will attract more traction and conversions than something that's like a light blue or a light green. So play with your colors even on your creatives that you have used before and see if they will perform better just in a different color. Blogs that we have, I think we have about 260 or 270 blogs at 250 Rand each, if you do the math on that, over the years. And I just reached a point where it's like, I'm actually not buying any more blogs because I get someone to do it for me. So now what we do is we take old blogs and we just
repurpose them.
We rewrite them a little bit. We add new links. We check that all the data is correct, add some new pictures, and put that up every week. And then with that, we then repurpose it onto our social media platforms as well. User-generated content, we covered that last week, taking pictures from your customers and doing cool things with it. Reviews, we use reviews, we screen grab them and we share them all over the place. That's a form of content repurposing, or maybe put them in a nice bundle with pictures online so people can see the pictures of what they received and the review that you got on Insta, on WhatsApp. An interesting one are videos. So I have a professional videographer that goes with an influencer every month to a new experience, and he makes a highly professional video. Then what you can do is go, right, let's have one video in this theme of experiences that he's been to.
Yeah.
It could then be motorsports, all of the air experiences. And then at the end of the year, he goes and slices it all up again and gives us like a year-end promo video. So that's a way of taking really expensive video material, slicing it up into themed videos and also like a year-end highlights.
Yeah.
Something like that. Banners as an e-commerce platform. The banners we have on our homepage, we repurpose them as well by season. You know, every Christmas we have the same banner. You just change the dates and change something on it. And you can also use your homepage banners for maybe what you're doing in your email marketing. So wherever customers are, there's this consistency. If they're receiving your emails, if they're on your website, they're seeing the same sort of themes come through in the same time of year. You're just shaking it up. Reposting to social media. If you have industry-specific pages that you are following as a business or a personal business profile, it's also a nice quick cheat, quick win to go and repurpose other people's posts onto your pages and then include a tag or a shout out to where you got that information from. That's very, very helpful. And last but not least, another one that we came up with, also experience related, was I went for a vineyard quad biking experience with Mike to do a nice site visit. And what we did was we took pictures of the experience that we put up online as a nice photo album. Then we created a reel from it. And then we created a TikTok from that as well.
All from the same material.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that is basically, it's just a digital marketing term for recycling.
It certainly is a cost saver.
Absolutely. If you are in a business and you have this pressure of generating all of this content, and we do, like, you need to have fresh content going up all the time. If you land on a social media page and you see that they haven't posted in a couple of weeks, you already think something is wrong. I mean, you're not even reading or even looking necessarily.
You just see that it's been quiet.
Yeah, and then you're like, what is happening there? But as a business owner, no matter the size, these digital assets and content costs a fortune. So I'd like to suggest almost to think about having an initial outlay and then maybe after a 12 to 18 month period, see if you can start repurposing content from what you already have. I mean, I had quite a big aha moment when I calculated all the blogs in our blog by 250 Rand a blog. And I was like, that is a huge investment with just articles.
Yeah, and a huge investment if you're only going to use it once. It becomes a more viable investment if you're going to use it three or four times, just repurpose it.
I know, and if you think about blogs in particular, actually kind of even a boring subject thinking about blogs, but you know, how quickly does information become out of date? So if someone is landing on a blog from 5 years ago, is anything in there even relevant? Like the links. If you have an e-commerce platform and you have embedded links within the blog directing people to certain products, chances are the prices have changed, it's no longer in stock, or it's been discontinued or something.
So would you suggest then taking that actually off of social media? Is there a way to do that where you can actually say that blog is no longer relevant, I'm bringing it down, I'm going to reshuffle it, I'm going to put it out now here?
Actually, no. There is something that they call, this is like a developer type of thing. It's like a URL redirect. So you can have that set up on your site. And I do, because the blog is just so huge. I think it's a 401 redirect or something like that. But it's basically set up. Your developer can do it for you. So that if anyone lands on any of your old content and presses a link that is no longer activated, it redirects you basically to the homepage or something like that. So it's called an automated redirect, and I think it's a 401 or a 301, something like that. So no, don't pull those blogs down, because, for example, we had an Audi high-performance driving blog that I wrote after I did the Audi experience in 2012. Do you know that we still get calls every single day from that blog? And if you go and do Audi high performance driving on Google, I think it comes up number one, even above Audi. So you would not go and take that down.
Correct.
I've made time, though, to go into the blog and just say it has actually been discontinued because they no longer do the high performance in the country. But we have other motorsport activities you might be interested in. Please call Odette on blah, 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 blah.
Okay, so you've made those changes. You've left it there because it's gained all that SOE.
It's free traffic.
Yeah, and it's gained all that SOE credibility as well. That's yes. Right at the top. So
it's
yeah.
free traffic. So actually, no.
Yeah.
Put an auto redirect on those posts or go in manually and just say, this has now changed. We can offer you this. Give us a call. Send us an email. Whatever.
But this, we're talking now at almost the Rolls Royce level now of doing things. But there are the basic things that people who don't have that sort of sophistication on their website can do, like just their Facebook. They can just change the background of image. So that yes. something looks just different.
Yeah. Whereas, like I said, you know, we use Canva as our design tool. Mm. And my colleague and I will sit often and we will go like, why is it that this whole range of best-selling helicopter flights is not selling on Instagram? And then we'll go, should we just do the whole thing again in a different color?
Mm.
So she'll make the entire bundle again and she'll just use a different color overlay. And then we have like a fresh new collection of exactly the same flights.
Yes.
And now everyone's like, oh, these are all new. No, they're not new.
No, they're not. They just look different.
They just look different.
Mm. I think it's quite amazing. It's something that one has to keep a hand on. It's not something that's going to be that you can really automate. It's something you've got to be acutely aware of yourself to drive it.
Yes, it's definitely not something that you can automate, but you will absolutely save money on copywriters, on graphic designers, digital media specialists. You just need to be aware of all these things. I mean, I actually wish I put a lot of pressure on myself, like I need to buy 4 blogs a month. And you're like, well, why was I even doing that? You know, quite often we do things and we don't know why we're doing it because we're told you should. But this is just some ideas for you to go away and think about. What do you already have in your archives that you can just update and reuse?
We don't often think about that. We think that once it's out there on social media, it's out there on social media,
and that's it.
And it's in it's gone down on the feeds and all that kind of stuff, or it's on the website, or whatever the case may be. And we don't really look at the aspect of those things that is reusable. Not necessarily all of it, but most of it can be reused.
Yeah, and that that saying comes to mind about working smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of those techniques on how you can work smarter and not harder.
I think it's awesome stuff. I really do. So, folks, if you want to do something like this, if you want to get your digital marketing to a level where you can maintain it, but you're finding it difficult to do some of the things or understand a lot of the things that Odette is talking about, although I think she makes most of it clear when she gets here.
And try.
Yeah, well, that's when the shoes aren't blinding her.
I'm hiding them under the desk from you.
And so you should. If you want to speak to her, if you want her advice, if you want her input into what you're trying to do in some direction, I would suggest you give her a call, 084-811-9163. If you don't get that number now, I'll read it again, 084-811-9163. If you miss it again, WhatsApp me. I'll give that number to you. Alternatively, you can just go to, if you've got that number, everything's there. Your whole, everything. People.
Yes, and all the podcasts are online, and you can find me on the Zone Radio feed or whatever. Yes, and I'm here every other week. So.
Yes, there will be a podcast that goes up. You can just search a digital transformation and all those podcasts come up. They're all there. They're all there.
Wow.
Every single one of them. You're stuck. You're there.
I'm there.
You're out there. And if you want advice on anything to do with digital marketing, she's the lady to speak to. If you want advice on what shoes to wear, maybe not.
If you're a guy.
Anybody.
Are they that bad? I need a bit of glitter because it's winter.
You do. Thank you very much.
Nice to be here.
It's always nice to see you.
See you soon.
Yes. Hopefully.
Yes, of course. In the blink of an eye.
It will be. Her name's Odette Butcher. Get hold of her. And if you were interested in, going along and buying an experience for somebody,
Or yourself.
Or yourself.
Do something. When last, I love that caption, when last have you tried something new? When last has any of us tried something new?
Celestial gifts.
There you go.
That's where you go. And you'll find those things. Thanks, Odette.
Thanks, Richard.
Have a lekker afternoon. Are you wearing your wedding ring? Just double checking. Just double checking.
Could do anything in this valley. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.